中国。
潘吉这里告诉你。
大家好，我们今天的节目呢是 Tom 接你告诉你，因为潘吉今天不在，他大概自己出去庆祝 Thanksgiving 感恩节了。那今天呢，因为是感恩节嘛，所以呢我们就要好好的来说一下这个美国的节日。今天代班的 Tom 也是我们 English Pod 中国的一个美国同事啊。Hi Tom.
Hey there.
Thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
那这个我们先讲一下感恩节Thanksgiving， 就是你要把自己的感谢送给别人。那这个节日的名字呢，它其实也告诉我们这个节日的 origin， 它的由来啊。So, why do you celebrate Thanksgiving in the States?
Well,
how did it come about?
I guess it started off with the Puritans, who were a bunch of religious people who came to America a long time ago, before the U.S. was even made.
对，其实这个感恩节的由来呢，也是美国建国，就怎么会有美国的这样一件事情啊？就是当时从欧洲，去了很多这个一些宗教徒，他们在欧洲受到迫害，所以到了美国，然后到那里他们没有东西吃，快要饿死了，是不是？
Something like that. Yeah, they were getting to the point where they were really hungry and they had nothing to eat. This is the myth. The myth is that they were really hungry and they had nothing to eat.
就是传说中这些人呢饿到不得了，然后饥肠辘辘，结果就是土著的印第安人就救他们了。
That's right, yeah. The famous Indian who helped them was named Squanto. That's the myth is this man named Squanto helped them.
有一个印第安人。
对，有一个印第安人。
那我们讲一下这个印第安人在英文里面应该怎么说？
We say Indian or Native American.
对，就是土著啊 ，Native American， 因为这个美国本来是他们的嘛，对吧
right,
？Native American、
right.。
好，那所以这个 Thanksgiving 就是美国人要 give their thanks to the Native Americans who saved them.
That's part of it. Yeah, I mean a big part of it is giving thanks to the Native Americans, at least at the beginning.、But it's become more to be about.Giving thanks for things in general.
对对对，就是它的由来呢，是刚刚我们讲到这个传说啊，历史上的故事。但现在的美国感恩节呢，它已经变成一个，就是你要去感恩父母啊，然后朋友啊，特别是我觉得它是一个大家一家人团圆的日子。It's a bit like Mid-Autumn Festival in China.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, usually when you get together with your family, everyone says something that they're thankful for. It can be anything.
对，而且 Thanksgiving 好像就是除了 Christmas 以外，我觉得这个节日是美国人觉得一定要 ，you go home, you meet your entire family, spend time with them and eat a lot with them.
A lot, you eat a lot.
这个吃的东西是 Thanksgiving 的一个重头戏，我们等一下讲啊。那Tom一个 very basic question: When is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is on the fourth Thursday of every November.
就是它每年是不一样的，对吧？就是十一月的最后一个星期四。
对的
啊，好的，
最后的那个星期四。
好，那Thanksgiving 我们再要讲一下，它是一个 American 美国的 holiday， 所以就算在北美的 Canada， 他们的 Thanksgiving 是一个不一样的 ，It's on a different day， 对吧
？That's right. It's usually about a month before.
对，含义也不一样啊。Okay, Tom， 那我们现在讲一下 ，How do you celebrate Thanksgiving usually？ 怎么过呢？
Typically, well, it's different for every single family. So, 那个家庭不一样。So my family, what we do is we all get together and we eat.
Just eat.
And usually it's a lot of eating, but then we get together and then we sit around in the living room before and after, and we talk about I don't know what everyone's doing. Or usually my dad's a real big fan of history, so we always talk about some strange history topic. Usually it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. He just wants to talk about.
好了，反正在美国，其实 Thanksgiving 它是一个家庭团圆的日子，就像 Tom 说的，要 get together with your family。那所以一般 Thanksgiving 的时候，美国的那种 highway， 这种什么 interstate highway 就很堵，因为大家都要开车回家。
都很堵。
然后 air travel 也是这样的啊。这个 Thanksgiving 啊，一般你问人家怎么过节，英文里面我们可以说 How do you celebrate Thanksgiving, Christmas？ 不要说什么 How do you spend 啊？怎么 过，不是 spend。 那么如果你已经跟那个人很熟了，就像前面我和 Tom 就会问他 What are you doing for Thanksgiving？ 你今晚做什么，这样问也是可以的，对吧？
Yeah.
好，那 without further ado， 我们现在讲讲大家最感兴趣的话题 eating。 所以 Thanksgiving 里面最重要的要吃的一样东西就是火鸡。
That's right, turkey. You gotta have a turkey.
对 turkey， 那个国家的 country 土耳其英文里面也是 turkey。
Yes.
但是火鸡也是 turkey， 一样的拼法，完全一样的。
Correct, yeah, exactly the same.
It's a bit confusing.
It's a bit confusing.
但是那我们讲讲可以吃的这个火鸡。In China, we don't really eat turkey.
Right.
You can't really even buy it.
I don't even think like turkeys are from China, right? You don't. Are there wild turkeys in China? I don't even think there are.
我没有看到过。然后很多中国人会觉得 the Chinese who have eaten turkey, most of them would think it's very dry. The meat 就是很柴的、很老的那个肉。但是我必须说 if they're cooked properly, the、
Correct.
Meat is very tender and juicy.
Yes.
对吧？
But it's very difficult. So there's lots of different ways and different thoughts about how you should cook a turkey.
而且真的是 each family, they have their recipe.
That's true.
Passed、
yes.
down from like your great-great-grandmother.
That's right.
就是一代一代传下来的自己家都有烧火鸡的那个秘方啊。
Right.
那火鸡很大，一只可能都20斤吧，我觉得。
Yeah.
然后 the typical way of cooking it 就是放到烤箱里面去烤。
嗯、
mm.。但是这个火鸡的肚子里通常会塞一点东西。
Yeah, and there's actually different thoughts about this. Some people say you shouldn't stuff it because if you do, then it won't be as juicy because、oh. it will absorb all the delicious juice.
对，但是这里有很重要的一个词啊，火鸡肚子里塞的东西就叫做 stuffing.
Stuffing, that's right.
哎 ，to stuff 就是把它塞一塞，然后这个。塞的东西呢就叫做 stuffing.
Yeah, that's right. And it's usually made out of bread.
对
That's the most important part of stuffing.
没错，这个 stuffing 呢通常它一些比较干的面包干、然后呢还有一些这种 herbs 就是一些、不一样的调味的东西啊、然后呢还有okay, what does your mom put in her stuffing?
What does my mom put in her stuffing?
你忘了。
No, she uses, like, breadcrumbs and then herbs and then usually, like chicken stock. Like,
就是要放一点这种鸡汤，对对对，高汤啊。然后就是很大的一只火鸡，上面呢把铝箔纸盖好，就 there it goes in the oven. 然后呢就要慢慢慢慢烤蛮久的。那除了这个火鸡以外，其他的 all the trimmings， 其他配的菜也很重要。
Yes, very important.
So usually you have pumpkin, right?
Well, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, 这是后面的甜点啊、一个南瓜派。然后呢，反正就是还会要有 cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce, yes.
That's very important.
It is very important.
就是吃火鸡的时候呢，一般这个火鸡哇，终于烤好了，然后妈妈就会把它，slice it.、就切成薄薄的一片一片的，然后呢，上面就会给你一些调味的汁。Usually you'd have gravy, right?
That's right.
就是一些这个火鸡，你烤的时候出来的汁，他们会把它搞得很粘稠啊，然后蘸鸡肉吃。还有一种甜甜的水果酱，就是那个 cranberry sauce.
Yeah, the cranberry sauce is very important.
Cranberry 就是蔓越莓。I think it's because the meal is so heavy, so you need something like tart and.
Kind of tart, kind of sweet,
to balance it.
It definitely helps balance things out. Everyone kind of uses it differently. Some people like to put it on everything and then just kind of like stir it around. That's what my sister likes to do. I think it's kind of gross. But,
每个人的吃法也不一样。但反正你会看到这个美国的家庭，他们 Thanksgiving 的餐桌上有很多很多吃的东西，很热闹。然后这个时候 ，usually does everyone chip in and help mom do the cooking, or like mom would just be busy in the kitchen
usually
for hours?
Usually I don't help do the cooking. But
你是一个很坏的儿子，你就不帮你吗
？I help clean up, you know.
Okay. 每个人都有责任。Tom 是洗碗。
是的，
我觉得其实妈妈有的时候她也不介意一个人烧所有的东西，因为很多美国的家庭也是 everyone lives in a different place, so your mom doesn't get to see you and other kids very often.
That's true.
对、
yeah.
所以她就很想在照顾大家。好 Thanksgiving 讲完了以后呢，我们再说一下，在 Thanksgiving 的那天，纽约有一个很大的百货公司 Macy's.
Yes.
And they're famous for their annual Thanksgiving parade.
That's right, the parade.
就是他们这个梅西百货呢，在纽约，他每年都会组织一个很大的这个感恩节的游行。
嗯。
So what happens during the parade?
Well, I think the most famous part of the parade are the floats. At least that's what I remember growing up and watching it.
就是反正都有很多不一样的人就要打扮成不一样的样子或者那种车 cars.
Yeah, they have the cars too, yeah. So a lot of different people will dress up and they'll get on these cars. They call them floats.
就是花车游行了、啊 然后都会在电视台里面转播然后大家就觉得、
right.
啊、这个就是节日的一部分。
That's right, yeah.
那到了 Thanksgiving 的第二天呢美国人很早就爬起来冲到什么 Macy's 啊 Walmart、什么 Best Buy 的外面、这个是美国很大的这个打折的一天 Big sales
That's right,
everywhere
Black Friday
Black Friday、
oh, Black Friday
黑色星期五听起来好像很不祥啊很不 lucky、但其实这一天 You can usually get some really good deals
Really good deals, yeah
嗯，我在美国因为我刚刚从美国出差回来然后电视啊网络的广告都是说你们赶快来 Black Friday 大打折啊。那、这个时候呢有时候也很混乱 Because everyone wants to go and take advantage of it
Yeah, It's a crazy day to go shopping.
对，很挤，然后真的就是很多商店早上六点就开门了。
And
people would line outside of those shops overnight sometimes.
Sometimes.
然后还会打架啊什么的。
Yeah.
所以你看这种打架这个素质的情况也不是只有中国有。
My dad goes every year. But he gets up, he goes at 6 in the morning, he's there.He says it's okay until about 7:30, and then crazy.
好的，那希望你爸爸今年可以也买到一些很不错打折的东西。然后 Tom, what are you doing tonight for Thanksgiving?
Tonight for Thanksgiving, I don't have any plans.
没有 plans.
I don't have any plans.
对，因为其实如果不跟家人在一起，我觉得就也失去了 Thanksgiving 的意义啊。但是呢，现在像上海、北京也有很多西餐厅有 Thanksgiving dinner， 所以如果有什么朋友你想出去玩玩啊，我觉得大家去尝试一下这个 turkey， 然后感受一下这个气氛也不错。
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Indeed, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Tom. We'll see you next time. 再见。
再见。